Morning, Christ Center. It's Friday, July 19th, and this week in our Fruit of the Spirit devotional series, we are meditating on scriptures that talk about peace. So once again, we want to invite you to read along with us or listen along and see what God might be speaking to your heart. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. We're going to read from Ephesians 2, verse 14 through 17, in which Paul is discussing Jews and Gentiles who have become one. We'll have Carly read the first one, and then we're going to have Red Crab, who's with us, Pastor Red, the man, the myth, the legend. So as Carly reads it the first time, be listening for things that might jump out at you. God might be speaking to you. We're going to be doing the same and then sharing our thoughts. So Carly, why don't you read it, and then Red will read it again.
For he is our peace, who made both groups one and tore down the dividing wall of hostility. In his flesh he made of no effect the law consisting of commands and expressed in regulations, so that he might create in himself one new man from the two, resulting in peace. He did this so that he might reconcile both to God in one body through the cross by which he put the hostility to death. He came and proclaimed the good news of peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near.
Let's read it again. Again, this is Ephesians 2, 14 through 17.
For he is our peace, who made both groups in one and tore down the dividing wall of hostility. In his flesh, he made of no effect the law consisting of commands and expressed the regulations, so that he might create in himself one new man from the two, resulting in peace. He did this so he might reconcile both to God in one body through the cross, by which he put hostility to death. He came and proclaimed the good news of peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
This is a really cool verse. Red, let's start with you. You look like you're chomping on the bit here.
Well, as I was looking at this, you know, we hear peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We hear that a lot at Christmas time. But what he's saying here is, hey, I'm making peace with men and God. Mm-hmm. There's no peace on earth unless you have peace with God. And he's tore down the wall between the Jews and the Gentiles and made them into one. So that there is peace now. There's peace now between the Jews, the Gentiles. We're all one in Christ. But I think that is wonderful. He said that those who are far off, that would be us. Those who are near were the ones he was talking to. So this is not just speaking to those when he was talking. He's talking to all of us now. There is peace between God and man if we let him, through Christ, bring us that peace.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Carly?
I just think it's so interesting, like, how hard I'm thinking about with my kids when there's hostility between them, and how I have to come and intentionally bring peace. And I think about how much work that is and how Jesus does that for us and how he's our peace. And honestly, it challenges me to bring peace into situations where there's hostility. I'm thinking of it more from like an outward perspective. This is what I can do, is that I can be peace and bring peace to groups that are hostile. And so when Jesus already did it. He was our peace. He created this reconciliation between Jews and Gentiles and himself, like Red said. And so now I can bring peace into situations where there are different groups who aren't seeing eye to eye.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, I love the phrase, you know, he tore down the dividing wall of hostility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how he's called us to, like, work in that same project, to tear down the dividing walls of hostility. And, of course, here, you know, he's talking with Jews and Gentiles, which, like, this is the sort of racial issue of the day. But there's so many walls of hostility, and sometimes it's as simple as what you're talking about, like with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And stepping in and being a peacemaker, I mean, that kind of stinks sometimes. Like, you know, when Jesus is like, blessed are the peacemakers, he's not like, man, you guys have the best job. He's like, no, this is a really, really hard job.
Yeah, that's the hardest job. That's asking for both people to yell at you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, as I'm looking at that, the wall of hostility was the law.
Hmm.
That was what was separating the Jews and the Gentiles. You had to follow these laws, and he said, I tore those down. And in his flesh, he made us one. And he fulfilled the law and gave us just two to live by. Love him and love others.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that unless we understand that hostility has been done away with.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah. That gives us the ability to love people who are unlovely, because it's not our love, it's his love working through us that allows us to do that.
Yeah, he put hostility to death through the cross. And I think of, you know, the verse we were looking at, was it yesterday? I don't know, because we're recording all these on the same day. But idea of, like, we have to cultivate that thing that God gave us. So he gave us peace here through the cross. He put hostility away.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the opportunity to treat our neighbors, even those who we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
We have the opportunity to treat them as loved ones, to really love and put hostility away, because that's what God gave us.
Yeah.
But we have to actually practice doing that. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't happen automatically.
Yeah.
And we can end up actually being the same. We can end up putting up our own dividing walls if we're not
mm-hmm.
careful, which is what so many experience nowadays, is division, division, division.
Yeah.
And we have the opportunity to go, you know what? Let's just take those walls out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus, he did through the cross, and he's called us to do as well.
Yeah. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit, like we talked about yesterday in that verse, that the Holy Spirit is sent to remind us.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I can be peace. I don't have to, I'm not building a wall of hostility. I can bring peace.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's called the Comforter, but I like that. The Reminder.
Can the Reminderer.
Just add that? We add that in, the Reminderer.
Well, you know, we have to remember one thing. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And you don't bear fruit unless the branch can't bear fruit unless it's connected to the vine.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not our peace. We don't bring peace.
Yeah.
We let the Holy Spirit through the vine, which is Christ, produce peace through us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just give away what he has produced.
Yeah.
I think many times we think we have to produce peace by making concessions. No, we just make peace through Christ.
Right.
Mm.
And it's through his word that the peace comes.
Yeah. I mean, it's choosing him again and again.
That's right.
And so, like, there is a thing, it is his, but we do need to choose it. Like, we do need to cultivate it.
Cultivating,
we need to go and
it,
water
yeah.
those things. And
yes.
to me, it sort of all leads back to Philippians 4 of, like, hey, what are you meditating on?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
right.
What are you meditating on? And if you're meditating on the divisions, which is so easy to do, then you're going to be full of division and you're going to become a hostile wall yourself. You can become a wall between somebody and Jesus, which is a horrific thought, but it happens all the time if that's what you're meditating on,
mm-hmm.
is the division. So I do think we have a beautiful opportunity here to continue to tear down walls of hostility that Jesus began on the cross.
Yeah.
But he said, if you abide in me.
Abide.
That abiding word is when we need to. That doesn't mean just visit.
Right.
That
means live there.
That means live there. And
or settle.
Settle.
Right? Like we're talking, settle.
Yeah.
And if you abide in him and he abides
in you.
In you.
Yeah.
That's how this all comes about.
Yeah.
It is a family get together to produce fruit for him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Like a whole produce department.
Right? That's right.
Carly, on that note, why don't you close us in prayer?
Okay. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your presence, embracing me, comforting me, and empowering me to bear fruit in my life. As I walk through this day, help me to recognize the gentle leanings of your Holy Spirit, the Rememberer, so I might better demonstrate the fruit of peace, reflecting the character of Jesus in all I say and do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It was reminderer, but that's close.
Darn. Reminderer.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.